listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We start here with the Vegas perspective on what we saw last night in New England, the debut of Sunday Night Football on NBC, and it was all Patriots, 33-3 the final over your Pittsburgh Steelers.
Like, when you're, do you go to house parties?
Occasionally.
Do you, like, start talking to a young lady and say, and at any point do you say, I know the Vegas perspective. I can text RJ at any time.
It depends on whether or not my fiance is around.
Oh, I didn't. A fiance?
Yes,
huh?
Yeah.
When'd
that
go down?
A couple of months back. Actually, now that I think about it, a few months back.
So. Everyone was telling me that was just, you were just faking it. But I guess it's true.
Yeah, it's a front.
All right, Fez, listen. These Patriots, the only question is, how good are they? Now, what we know for sure is Kansas City is mighty competitive with them. So let's start there. Kansas City, New England, with your power ratings, neutral field, what's the spread?
Depends if Tyreek Hill is in or out, RJ.
Okay, so that's a good, and that's an important point. Power ratings are based upon, at any given time, the reality of the team at that time, right? So if there's injuries, you got to subtract it. Let's assume he's in. So make the adjustment. So how much is he worth, by the way?
1.5.
Yeah, that sounds wrong to me. That sounds like way too much. All right, fair enough. So what would the line be in that case if Hill's in?
If Hill is in, New England -1.
So that's it, a smidge better.
Yes.
Wow. All right, kind of makes sense because just 5 days ago, Kansas City was favored by a smidge again over New England to win the Super Bowl, which is almost hard to fathom, considering it's one thing to think they're a better team, but New England's ability to have that smooth path to the Super Bowl,
right,
the history, not to mention, by far, if you think about in the West, who's the best team other than KC? Well, the Chargers. And who's the best team other than New England?
The Bills.
The Bills.
Okay, see. So that, I didn't know about that. The idea Kansas City was favored, but there's a lot of love for that offense. We're going to get to that game in a minute. Now, a lot of people are saying, and the Patriots at your current number has Antonio Brown in, right?
Yes.
So what you're saying is if Brown wasn't in, Kansas City would have been favored over New England.
Well, I only did 1 point for Antonio Brown.
Okay.
So pick him.
All right, around pick him. All right, so where does New England rate, let's say, the last 5 years? One of the beautiful things, beautiful about having the same system with your power ratings is we can go back and say, what about a year ago? What about 2 years ago? So is New England the best team in the NFL right now with Brown? How do they rank against the best teams of the last 5 years?
Yeah, so they're third. They're a point worse than their 2016 Super Bowl team that lost to Atlanta.
So you're saying, hold on a second.
That beat Atlanta.
Okay, so you're saying the best team of the last 5 years, how many points they give up against Atlanta? It was like 30-some, right?
Yeah. Oh, 28. Yes, 28.
So that team, best team of the last 5 years.
Tied with the next year's Patriot team that beat the Eagles. That lost to the Eagles, correction.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. So really, it's just New England, and now New England.
Correct.
Now, the Seattle team, meaning the Patriots team that beat Seattle, or wait, Seattle won. No, Patriots won. Oh, no, that's fast. Is... Are they in the top five?
I have to go back and look them up.
Yeah. So who do you have anyone else but those three?
No, just those.
All right. So literally what you're telling me is that the three best teams of the last 5 years in the NFL, all Patriots, and this team is third on that list.
Dynasty, yes.
Wow. Wow.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
New England, Antonio Brown. I mean, there's too much football. I'm going to give anyone who wants it 11 words or less on Antonio Brown. Anyone want it?
No.
No. I mean, to me, this idea he had some 4D chess. So he signed for $10 million guaranteed. He gave up $30 million guaranteed. If he didn't want the money, why go to the Raiders? I know he was traded, but I guarantee you they were checking off on who he got traded to. Now, I understand Pittsburgh, the reports are, wouldn't trade to New England. But New England's not the only good team in the league. So let's say Pittsburgh says, no New England, no Kansas City. Let's say they said that. Well, there's a bunch of good teams in the NFC. But he said, I'll go to the Raiders. So to me, he had a change of heart. And I guess if at that point he wanted to get to the Patriots, you know, give him credit, I guess, for getting there. But this was not some plan all along. He didn't get paid any money from the Raiders. So why even go? Right? It's like going to some town for a concert and not going to the concert, right? He hasn't gotten paid. So I don't know. I don't know how you could even rationalize it with some master plan. And I guess the last thing I'll say about it, and I don't think I ever say this, so I'm a little bit apprehensive. I think Belichick might have made a mistake here. And here's why. It's been reported many times that Belichick loved Brown as a player. And I mean, I can think back to when Pittsburgh went into New England a couple years ago in the AFC Championship, and they doubled him the whole game, and he still had about 170 yards. Lombardi, which the friend of the show, was talking about that on his pod just last night, how much Belichick just loves Brown. And you know how it is if you're pining away for something, right? I mean, it could be romance, but it also could be, oh, I wish I had that first edition of that book, or I wish I had dinner at this sushi restaurant with the great prefix. And then it becomes a little bit irrational. And I got to tell you, and Fez, let me ask you, when I heard he signed with New England, I thought, oh my gosh, how much did he get? And I thought there'd be like a $3 million guarantee. And then, you know, upside up to 12 or 13 performance. When I saw the 10 guaranteed, it's like, well, the Raiders had him signed for how many years?
Three.
And he got 30 guaranteed?
Yep.
Let me do the math here. Hold on a second. That's $10 million a year.
Yep.
So what we're saying is the Patriots are paying the same amount as the Raiders. Am I missing anything?
As far as guaranteed, yep.
Well, yeah. And I mean, with Brown, you bet that seems like a big issue.
Yeah.
So if he ends up being the fifth best wide receiver, then it's a great signing. But the idea that this is like a bargain discount, just mathematically, it seems like guaranteed money-wise, it's exactly the same per year. Now, you could say, well, the Patriots get him for this younger year. And then,
right.
Yeah, fair enough. But boy, we're starting this. I mean, we're talking about some decimal points now, right? I mean, how much of a, I mean, Fez, it sounds like you want to disagree.
He's 31, so he's the oldest guy in my top 10 of wide receivers. Julio Jones is 30.
Okay, fine. We know his age. So how much of a drop-off would you say fractionally is there between this year and next year for Brown?
8%.
Okay. And then the next year?
8%.
Okay. So really what you're saying is we're talking about 8% on $10 million, right? And then I guess 16% on the other 10.
Right.
It's not that much, is it?
No.
So I agree. He's in that period, Brown, where he probably isn't going to get better. And the Raiders paid that money for 3 years, effectively, right? Where New England just won. Is that all you expect out of Belichick between him and Gruden? I don't know. I expect more. I've never seen him. I'd like to see another situation he paid this close to market. Find me another free agent challenge for tomorrow in the last 10 years, let's say during the mature Belichick era, and not when he has signed his own player, but rather an outsider coming in and define what the market was at the time. It's real simple. Just look at what the when they tagged the player, what they were getting paid at that position. And I don't think it's been this close. I really don't. Now, Brown, listen, if Belichick likes him, that means something. But as a Steeler fan, I know a little more about him.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
We got two big topics, one sentence or so each on these Foles out. What are they projecting now? 8-10 weeks? Is that?
Yep. Week 10.
How much of a downgrade is the backup quarterback for Jacksonville?
4.5 points.
And what's the biggest downgrade in the NFL? 7?
7.5 for Kansas City.
Okay, that's it. So Mahomes, who's number two?
They just picked up a new guy.
Yeah. No, not the number two quarterback. I'm saying who's the second biggest adjustment?
Rodgers.
Boy, I'm going to dig. You know what I'm going to do for this week? I'm going to look at Rodgers' yard per attempt. I think we're living in the past with this guy.
Tim Boyle's his backup, totally unproven.
Yeah, I'm saying that I believe that we're living in the past with this guy, right? So that's, I mean, again, that's why there's talk radio to debate it. So Foles worth 4.5 points. Final question. Colin was celebrating. I mean, he had the party hats, I think. He was just going, yeah. And it's like, well, listen, I'm not being harsh with Baker Mayfield, but they should never win another game. So a lot of celebration. It was a surprise. How much do you downgrade the Browns?
I downgrade the Browns 1 full point.
So really, as much as you upgraded the Cowboys?
Yes, because the Cowboys were a 0.5 point adjustment. The Browns were a 1 point adjustment.
Yeah, a 0.5 point?
Yes.
I thought it was a point and it wasn't enough.
Yeah, no, a 0.5 point.
We got two big topics, one sentence or so each on these. Foles out. What are they projecting now? 8-10 weeks? Is that?
Yep, week 10.
How much of a downgrade is the backup quarterback for Jacksonville?
4.5 points.
And what's the biggest downgrade in the NFL? 7?
7.5 for Kansas City.
Okay, that's it. So Mahomes, who's number two?
They just picked up a new guy.
Yeah. No, not the number two quarterback. I'm saying who's the second biggest adjustment?
Rodgers.
Boy, I'm going to dig. You know what I'm going to do for this week? I'm going to look at Rodgers' yard per attempt. I think we're living in the past with this guy.
Tim Boyle's his backup, totally unproven.
Yeah, I'm saying that I believe that we're living in the past with this guy, right? So that's, I mean, again, that's why there's talk radio to debate it. So Foles worth 4.5 points. Final question. Colin was celebrating. I mean, he had the party hats, I think. He was just going, yeah. And it's like, well, listen, I'm not being harsh with Baker Mayfield, but they should never win another game. So a lot of celebration. It was a surprise. How much do you downgrade the Browns?
I downgrade the Browns 1 full point.
So really, as much as you upgraded the Cowboys?
Yes, because the Cowboys were a 0.5 point adjustment. The Browns were a 1 point adjustment.
Yeah, a 0.5 point?
Yes.
I thought it was a point and it wasn't enough.
Yeah, no, a 0.5 point.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Guys, we have a doubleheader in the NFL coming up on Monday Night Football, and it is the Saints and Texans kickoff less than 20 minutes away on ESPN. Right now, New Orleans, a 6.5 point favorite at home against Houston.
I gave this out last week. I'll give it out again, though. Last week, it was at 7 for the country. Bet it if you like it as early as you can, anything that you like. Here it's simple. Drew Brees starts slow. Brad, you had a great stat on this. First 2 weeks of the season, last 5 years, so it's 10 games. Saints have won 1, lost 9, both straight up and against the spread. So obviously, Sean Payton, who, Fez, you've got where in your coach's
number rank? Two.
Number two. He knows of this problem. Wouldn't it be funny? He goes, really? We've lost that many? No. He knows. And they can't do anything about it, seemingly. Drew Brees had like 6 passes in the preseason. Houston, I hated their trade, but I love the fact for this game that there's a sense of urgency. That, you know, it's almost like if you spend all your college money, you better get all the education you can your senior year in high school. This team needs to win now, Houston. Motivated. I had it +7. There's still some out there. +6.5, I still would bet it, but not as much.
The back end of the doubleheader tonight in the NFL sees the Broncos a 3-point favorite at the Raiders on pregame.com.
Fez.
I got to lean to Denver. Matchup edge for Denver. That D-line is going to get after the Raiders. The Raiders are missing both their starting guards.
Okay, so do we think about maybe playing Raiders under team total?
That would be a consideration as well.
Ooh, okay. We could just record you saying that. That's very possible, but not certain. We could, and then just, you know, if you were in the bathroom or something. Here's something that I think is very interesting. I think the Raiders are in big trouble with the absence of Brown because they didn't expect the absence of Brown. If you look at the playmakers right now, who are they outside? So when you go from one playmaker to zero, oof, that's tough. So I think as time passes, you know, as much as you trust Gruden, he'll adjust, try to trade or whatever. But as of right now, unexpectedly not having Brown, they don't have any playmakers. So it's tough for me to play the Raiders. I'm not playing the Raiders. I like under the team total, actually.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.